This morning, I want to bring a prophetic word to us as the body of Christ. And when a message is a prophetic message, it doesn't necessarily have to go in a coherent pattern. It just addresses points that need to be addressed in the realm of the Spirit. Amen? And this morning, I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. When God wants to deliver a people, he raises up a prophet. Let me say that again. When God wants to deliver a people, he raises up a prophet. The prophetic word is the word that you need that gets you from where you are now to where you ought to be in the realm of the Spirit. Because in the realm of the Spirit, first before the natural, hallelujah. When God makes a statement, he has a plan to fulfill that statement. God has never made a statement without a reason, a plan, or a purpose. One of the things I've come to appreciate through the years of walking with the Lord is this, that God, no matter how confused the setting is still in control. He works out the details. Amen? The details are all in the system. And I've come to conclude this also, that no matter how messed up you get, when God has a hook on your mouth, you're hooked. Glory be to God. There might be delays, but you will arrive. The Word of God says in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, and there went a man, and there went a man, and there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, a priestly man. The Bible tells us his name in Exodus 6 and verse 20, that his name was Amram, which means people of the highest God. And he took to wife a daughter of Levi. In Exodus chapter 6 and verse 20, it tells us the name of that woman. In verse 21, he says the name of the woman was Jochebed. Amen? Hallelujah. He says, and the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. For 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him. This is a prophetic word. That there comes a time when you cannot be hidden anymore. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying to you yet. I pray this day in the name of Jesus Christ that you hear with your ears of the Spirit. There comes a time when you cannot be hidden anymore. I say there comes a time when you cannot be hidden anymore. Whatever it is that has kept you hidden because of the forces of darkness that want to slay you. I say in the name of Jesus Christ, there comes a time when you cannot be hidden anymore and God has to reveal you, but the God who reveals you is also the God who protects you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce over you this day, the power of God will bring about revelation. You must grow to the point where you cannot be hidden anymore. I pronounce that victorious word over this church this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, Glory and Peace Church, you cannot be hidden anymore. And when she could not longer hide him, because the Pharaoh wanted all the men, children killed. Why? Because there was a Pharaoh who came to a position who knew not Joseph. And so did not know the past history, did not care about the past history. All he cared about was his fears of the present time. And so he wanted all the male children of the Israelites to be killed. And he assigned two midwives. One's name was Shifra in Exodus 1:15, and the name of the other was Pua. Shifra means fair or beautiful, and Pua means splendor. And these two midwives refused to kill the children. They had a fear of God, the Bible tells us. It says in verse 17 of chapter 1, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. So I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, that anyone that is supposed to birth you into your destiny, this day will have a greater fear of God than the fear of man. That wherever it is that you must be birthed into, that you will come into that place, the place of your call, the place of your destiny, and nothing shall stop God's plan for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the devil is a liar. God is God and remains true. Somebody shout hallelujah. These women, Shifra and Pua, refused. And so when the king saw that there are still male children being born, called them in and said, why did you disobey my instruction? And they had a very smart answer for him. They said, the Israelite women are not like your Egyptian women. When it's time to give birth, before we get there, they've already given birth. So what can we do? They've already given birth and gone away. But your Egyptian ladies, take their time. I say in the name of Jesus Christ that the pronouncement of Shifra and Pua be released upon your life, that you give birth quickly in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, that your business shall be born quickly, that your children born quickly, in the name of Jesus Christ, that no satanic agenda will be able to stop you from fulfilling your divine destiny. The devil's a liar, and God is God, and he reigns in your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. So it was that this young man was born and was hidden by the mother. Bible says he was a goodly child, and she hid him for 3 months. For 3 months, she kept this child hidden. When she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put a child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Jochebed could not hide him anymore, and she found an ark, a basket, and she began to put slime and tar, bitumen, and everything to cause this basket to be waterproof. And she took that child and put the child in the Nile. Something is wrong here. If you cannot hide the child, why are you putting the child in a crocodile-infested river? Oh, this is a sign. You say, what sign is this? It's a sign that she was surrendering herself completely to God. Surrendering her child completely to God. There is an impossible situation. This child will cry, and the bigger this child gets, the more impossible it is for me to hide this child. But God, I'm going to trust you with this child. I place this child in the Nile. I wonder where she got this idea. You see, when we hear God, we only think that we hear God by a loud voice or hear God in a dream. But I suggest to you that one of the key ways, and most of the time, one of the ways that you hear God is by the perception that comes into your spirit. Something that doesn't make any sense in the natural, but God leads you. The Word of God says He leads us. As many as are called by God, led by God, they are the sons of God. You must allow yourself to be led by God when even the leading does not make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. But she made sure that child was there. And there, a young lady called Miriam watched, kept on watching this ark float. She stayed a distance away. Hear the prophetic word. May God release into your life people that will watch you from the distance, but watch you from the distance not to hurt you, but to protect you and make provision for you. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. So here was Miriam watching. But at the same time, the God who agitates for a purpose began to move on the spirit of the princess, the daughter of Pharaoh. Says to the daughter, go wash yourself. Go wash yourself. Go wash yourself. So she took a gang of young ladies with her, and she went to wash herself in the Nile. And while she was washing herself in this particular area that was secluded, cut out, and protected from the ferocious attacks of crocodiles and all the evil things that could travel that Nile, the Bible says she saw. Someone say, she saw. Say it again, she saw. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Oh, you think that is so easy? If she saw a golden bowl, I will understand. If she saw something shiny in the water, I can understand. A slimy basket? What does the princess, the daughter of Pharaoh, want to do with a slimy, tar-packed basket? It doesn't matter what the packaging is. When God has an assignment for your life, you shall be found. I say, you shall be found. I say, you shall be found. You know, people think location, location, location. It's not location, location. No, 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 no. Not when God wants you to be found. Because there was a man called John the Baptist. He was way out in the wilderness, and people found him there in the wilderness. Amen. Yes, location, location. It's good. It's helpful. But the greatest honor is when God makes that which is ugly beautiful for somebody to want it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible says the mother put her in that ark. Now she's hidden. He's hidden again. But not from God. God was busy moving it in the right direction. I'm reminded, some of you here that have been with us for a long time will remember this situation. Many years ago, there was a dear sister. She had good flesh on her. That's, amen, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And she was getting baptized. But she couldn't swim. She doesn't like water. She's scared of water. And so we went to a pool. Now it's a community center, but at that time it was a YWCA community pool on McGregor, just opposite Safeway. So we went into the water together. And as we got into the water, she gets slain in the spirit. Now the pool was like maybe from here to the wall. And that end was a deep end. I don't swim. She's slain in the spirit. So I'm watching this, and I see the water cut her right through in half like this and rises over her forehead. And I'm looking at this phenomenon. And all of a sudden, she starts moving. She's not moving one muscle in her body, but I could see the water starts to move. And she moves. And she goes all the way to the far end. There are people here. You were there?
Yeah.
She goes all the way to the far end. And then when she gets to the far end, she's still slain in the spirit. She starts coming back. And I'm here standing, watching this. Everybody's standing. People run from all kinds of places. They're watching this. And some, is she dead? Is she dead? But no. God was moving her all the way back from the deep end over there, all the way back to where we started. And she stops right in front of me again. And then she comes out of it. God. Someone say God.
God
knows how to move the waters. God knows how to move your ark. God knows how to move your boat. God knows how to move your business. God knows how to move everything in your life and move you to where you ought to be so that he can accomplish everything he wants to accomplish in your life. And today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that God gives you supernatural movement in the name of Jesus Christ. I call it done. Somebody receive it now. God moved her all the way. And so it was that God moved this ark here with Moses in it. Moved it to the right spot. Got Pharaoh's daughter to the right spot. Caused Pharaoh's daughter to see that which was ugly, unattractive. And says, I want to see what's inside. So shall people want to see what's inside. They want to see the goodness of God inside you. They want to see the greatness of God inside of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will be sought out for a greater purpose. Hallelujah. So it was, they brought the child. But the woman, the young lady Miriam, the aunt that was watching from the distance, now came close. Do you know how impossible that is? That a Jewish young girl is now approaching the princess of Egypt. That's an unusual access. I declare over you this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, that God will grant you unusual access. Hallelujah. Unusual access. Hallelujah. Unusual access. Hallelujah. I say unusual access. Do you receive it? God will grant you unusual access, and God will grant your helpers, your watchers, unusual access. There is something called the power of partnership. When you're partnered with the right person, unusual things will happen in your life. Because God had an anointing upon the life of Moses, Miriam had unusual access. So she comes to the princess. Princess, this got to be a Jewish, a Hebrew child. He says, yeah, can I find you somebody to nurse this child? Sure. So, somebody says supernatural provision. Somebody says supernatural protection. Hallelujah. Because it's all happening. It's all happening. And as you step into this new year, I declare over you, in the name of Jesus, that the time of exposure is now. Amen. Hallelujah. You and I cannot be hidden anymore. But God shall not leave us comfortless. God will not leave us helpless. God will always provide the resources we need to fulfill the destiny He's called us to. Amen. Do you receive it?
Yes.
Sure, get me somebody. So she went and gets the mom. The mom that was busy trying to hide the child is now going to boldly carry the child. And when they challenge her, she will say, I'm taking care of this child for the king. This is Pharaoh's child. Oh, wait a minute. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Something's wrong here. No. I have a word for you. Are you ready? Listen to me. If you are today concerned about your son or your daughter, or a family member that seems to be out of line, I have a word for you in just a moment. Because God is in total control of your situation. So Jochebed is busy taking care of the child. And when the child is weaned, she takes the child and hands it over to the princess. Says, this is the child. And now the child is being raised in the house of Pharaoh. The child is being raised where? In the house of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's daughter paid for the taking care of Moses. Now, Pharaoh's daughter is not just paying for the taking care. Now she is taking care directly. But this is the word I have for you. The child grows up. Moses grows up to be a young man. And he's out one day, and he sees an Egyptian pestering, harassing a Hebrew. And he goes after that Egyptian and slays that Egyptian. You say, Pastor, what is the word? Are you ready? When that child steps out of line, when that child steps out of the ways of God, so it seems, God is still in control of the life of that child. Because the lessons that you invested in that child, they will never forget. Whether they be in the house of Pharaoh, drinking and doing drugs or whatever else, I tell you in the name of Jesus Christ, as I stand here as a prophet of God, that God who allowed them to step into that territory is the same God that will use them to dismantle that territory. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Do not lose heart. Amen. Don't allow what is happening now to determine what you think the future is. Because I tell you this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, greater is he that is in you, greater is he that is in your children, greater is he that is in your family, greater is he that is in your business than he that is in the world. The devil's a liar. God is God, and he reigns supreme, and he will do greater things in your life and through your life, and nothing shall be able to stop you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is in control in your life today. He's not lost one battle. And you need not fret or worry about anything or anyone. That same God that propelled that ark all the way from the head, the source of the Nile, all the way across to meet Pharaoh's daughter. That same God is your God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. He has not lost the battle. Even when it looks like, he's still God. Do you understand? Do you comprehend? Then don't lose a hold of this word today. God is God. The devil is not God. Your circumstance is not God. Your situation, your problem, your trouble, that's not God. They do not rule over your life. God, the sovereign God, reigns over your life, and he has a greater purpose for you. Amen. You know, many times we face a situation and we try to find our own solutions. But the reality is this: while God needs your works attached to your faith, he wants your faith to wrap around your works. Say, what do you mean? It takes works to build your ark. It takes you, by faith, releasing it so that God takes it where he wants it. When you acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, he gets to direct your path. Do you understand? You got to trust God sometime. Just let, if you don't have the power to change it, let God do it. And stop worrying about it, because he knows how to move your boat. Do you understand? He will propel it to the right place. And if he did it when you were a baby, God who starts anything is the same God who finishes whatever he starts. Comprehend it? If he starts it, he finishes it. God never starts anything and says, oh, I'm out of funds. Well, I guess we cannot. We made a mistake. No. God has not made any mistakes concerning you. Neither has he made any mistakes concerning me. Neither has he made any mistakes concerning this work. He is God. And there's none else like him. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you receive this word?
Yes.
I said, do you receive this word?
Yes.
Don't worry about the son, the daughter. What are you worrying about? God protected his son in Egypt. In Moses. And he did it in Jesus. God knows how to hide his precious inside the world. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said God knows how to hide his precious inside the world. When I want to hide something from Mama, I hide it right in front of her. And I just have fun just laying back and watching her walk around whatever it is. Then I say, Lord, help her. Then she finds it. Was there all the time. Have you not been so? If God wants you hidden, he can hide you right in the midst. And when God wants you exposed, he exposes you right in the midst. When he wanted the man with a withered hand to be healed, he told the man, come into the midst. See, hiding with shame. You know, listen. There's all kinds of things that you can be ashamed of. Because it doesn't sound good, doesn't look good. But tell me something. What testimony has ever come across your lips that has not had a bad beginning? Oh, this was happening. I didn't have the money to do it, and I didn't this, and I didn't that, but God. Well, I was sick, but God. Oh, we didn't know what to do, but God. Every testimony had a bad beginning. So when you have a bad experience, rejoice. Did you hear what I said?
Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say what?
Rejoice.
In the book of Hosea, chapter 3, verse 17, now begin to wrap. Hosea 3 and verse 17, or Habakkuk rather, Habakkuk 3. Hear the word of the Lord. The prophet declares, he says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my what?
Salvation.
No matter how bad the situation, this is what I am going to do. I am going to rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. And here he wraps it up in verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer of my stringed instrument. In other words, no matter what the situation, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to do the jig. Hallelujah. Oh, I see. I saw Papa just a few days ago, and he was doing his jig. One of my fellow brothers was busy dancing, and excuse me, white folks, I told him, I said, you dance like a white man. But it doesn't matter whether you dance to beat or don't dance to beat. Just celebrate. Confuse the devil. Hallelujah. I said, confuse the devil. Glory be to God. Amen. Where does it say I should dance to beat? Or sing in the right key? Just make a loud noise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Just celebrate. Amen. One moment, Jochebed is crying, oh, my baby. But the next moment, oh, my baby, oh, my baby. The baby that she sowed came back to her and became the conduit for salvation for all Israel. Are you listening? When it seems like it is out of control, trust the God who is very stable and in control. He knows the rest of the story. Amen? And he will write it out. Do you rejoice in God? Yeah. Then shout a big hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, I've declared your word, your prophetic word to your people. I ask, O God, that this word be sealed and be fulfilled in every life. A Lord, O God, that we'll have a cause to celebrate every day of our lives. There is no day that you have not made. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. Tomorrow, will it be this is the day?
Yes.
Next week, will it be this is the day?
Yes.
Next year, will it be this is the day?
Yes.
Is there any day that the devil has made?
No.
If the devil has not made any days and God has made every day, the command is, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
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 If the devil has no day assigned to him that he has made, and it's all been made by my God, I will celebrate. Yes.